Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Grace. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Sears. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Galehouse. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Denny Galehouse. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting third. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgen. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Grace reaches second base with a double. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grace scores. It's Browns, 1. White Sox, 1. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens bunts for an out with unknown description. Christman moves to second. Two outs. Ken Sears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sears takes first base on ball four. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani juggles the ball. That's an error on Lottigiani. Christman moves to third. Sears moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani hits a pop-up towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Grace hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wright moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wright moves to third. Appling moves to second. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodgson takes first base on ball 4. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wright scores. Appling scores. Hodgson moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Sears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sears is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-1 in the game. Gailhouse hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. Berardino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a fly ball into left field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Zarilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tresh for a passed ball. Stevens moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to third. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale House fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Sears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sears is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sears hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Locatello pinch hits for Denny Galehouse. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Milner now pitching. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lodigiani moves to second. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons bunts towards the mound. Milner fields it and throws to first for the out. Lodigiani moves to third. Tresh moves to second. One out. Whitey Platt pinch hits for Thurman Tucker. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt takes first base on ball 4. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Whitey Platt now playing center field. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 3 in the game. Berardino hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 3 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney pinch hits for Wally Judnick. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney now playing left field. Al Zarrilla now playing center field. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field. Grace picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Grace. Trosky moves to second. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Sears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sears is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sears hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Bob Dillinger pinch runs for Ken Sears. Glenn McQuillan pinch hits for Al Milner. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-4 in the game. Berardino hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Platt. Berardino reaches second base with a double. Stevens scores. Dillinger goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, White Sox. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-4 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.